Page 36. E. The Humble Giant.
Some may remember him as the modest, wise man who lived the life of an ascetic. Others will think of the gentle Hindu who devoted himself to bridging the gap between religious groupings. Most people, however, will associate his name with the policy of non-violence, which was the hallmark of the movement he led demanding independence for India. His name was Mahatma Gandhi.
Gandhi came from a well-off family who could afford to send him to England at the age of 20 to study law. His parents were strict vegetarians. Not only did Gandhi have to promise to stick to a vegetarian diet while abroad, he also had to promise to stay away from women and wine. This was no doubt a tall order for a young man far away from home, but he kept his promise. Indeed, he became a devout vegetarian during his stay in England. Even when his own son later fell ill and the doctor recommended he drank chicken broth to regain his strength, Gandhi vehemently refused to compromise his beliefs. Fortunately, his son recovered without the broth. As a fully fledged lawyer, he went to South Africa with the intention of working there for a year. Many Indians were working there as contract labourers since labour was in great demand. Gandhi was appalled by the way the British colonialists treated his fellow Indians, and during the 21 years he stayed in South Africa, he worked tirelessly to improve living conditions for Indian residents. He promoted civil disobedience as a non-violent form of protest, and for this he was arrested countless times. Some years after his return to India, Gandhi became the leader of the Indian nationalist movement. He was repeatedly arrested by the British authorities, but he was a determined man. He would not give up his dream of a free and united India, where Hindus and Muslims could live together in peace. In the 18th century, the British had forbidden the Indians to produce their own textiles, which was detrimental to the traditional industry in villages. Inexpensive British textiles flooded the market. Millions of Indians lost their income and were thrown into poverty. Gandhi protested against the British by appealing to the Indian people to spin their own cotton and weave their own clothes. This would harm the British textile industry, which was dependent on the Indian market. The spinning wheel soon became a symbol of freedom. In 1904, the British imposed a salt tax and also made it illegal for Indians to collect their own salt. Ordinary people could barely afford to buy the salt from the British as the tax made it too expensive. This was a major problem affecting almost the whole population, and Gandhi, therefore, decided to organize a 380-kilometer salt march from Ahmedabad to Dandi in 1930. After the march, Gandhi was arrested yet again. The march was successful nonetheless, as it drew attention to the non-violent campaign against British rule, and ordinary people began buying illegal salt. As soon as Gandhi was released from prison, he went back to working for the liberation of India. In 1947, after 30 years of relentless non-violent opposition to British rule, India finally became an independent nation. The liberation also led to the birth of Pakistan as a separate nation for Indian Muslims. Tragically, the year after he had led India to independence, Mahatma Gandhi was shot and killed by a radical Hindu nationalist. His ideas, however, continue to provide inspiration to the whole world.